Hey everyone, and welcome to the second ever episode of On That Note. I'm your host, Miranda Myers. On this series, my goal is to break down teeny tidbits of the music industry. On this episode, I'm taking a look at the British-Irish boy band that defined my preteen years, and took the entire world by storm. If that hasn't given it all away, this episode is dedicated to One Direction. But instead of reliving their history, which you can easily find on YouTube, I'm going to be breaking down their albums by lead singers and songwriters to find out if every member participated equally. I even watched every single music video they ever released. For research, of course. Stay tuned to hear more. If you aren't familiar with One Direction, and I would be shocked if you aren't, the band was formed on the X Factor UK in 2010 by Simon Cowell, who took the five boys, who had all auditioned individually, and put them together in a band. They eventually placed third overall, effectively losing the competition, but signed a record deal with Simon's label, Psycho Records, after the season ended. They quickly released a slew of singles that made them a household name. The band members were Harry Styles, Liam Payne, Louis Tomlinson, Niall Horan, and Zayn Malik, who left the band in March 2015, citing unhappiness with the musical direction the band had gone in. Following Zayn's departure mid-tour, the rest of the band finished up their world tour and then announced an indefinite hiatus, which they've officially been on since 2015. But since then, every single member, including Zayn, has since released a solo project, which means a full reunion album probably isn't in the near future. During their heyday, it became an expected point of contest as to which boy in the band was most valuable, and who was consistently underrated. Fans flocked to online forums and websites to write lengthy dissertations on their favorite member of the band and why they thought he deserved more credit. Being in the golden age of my preteen years, I consistently read those conversations and always thought, well, who actually does the most? At 22 years old, and this might be a little embarrassing, I finally went back, delved into the archives, and found out that exact answer. For starters, I will admit that I do have some bias. I did have a favorite member of One Direction, and that was Harry Styles. Since the release of everyone's solo material, I'm still a Harry Styles fan. He's actually the screensaver on my phone. But Niall Horan is gaining a little bit of traction. Me and my mom actually saw him in concert at the Greek Theater in LA last year, and we had a great time, even though my mom thought his name was Neil the entire concert. Still, I've collected data on all of their albums, all of their songs, and all of their singles to break down the discography of One Direction. For basic reference, the band released 5 albums in 5 years, one every year starting in 2011. Their debut album, Up All Night, which featured their breakout hit What Makes You Beautiful, which is, to this day, their most popular music video, boasting 1.1 billion views, is the only one of their music videos to cross the billion view mark. Ironically, it's their least successful album, peaking at number 2 on the charts, making it their only album which didn't actually reach number 1. Their following 4 albums all peaked at number 1 and each stayed there for only a week. Still, that's pretty impressive for a boy band that can be pretty easily accused of oversaturating the market, with the amount of content that they delivered consistently for 5 years. The band released 17 singles, 16 of which were originals, and one of which was a cover of One Way or Another by Blondie. They recorded that in 2013 as a fundraiser for Red Nose Day. On the US charts, only 4 of their singles reached number 1. What Makes You Beautiful, Little Things, One Way or Another, and Drag Me Down. Surprisingly, they didn't have any singles reach number 1 in their native UK. More than this, their slow ballad from their first album performed the worst in terms of their singles, peaking at 86 in the US and not charting at all in the UK. Now, to dissect who put in the most work, I wanted to know who sang the most, which proved to be difficult because I didn't know the most effective way to differentiate a solo with harmonizing from a whole group effort. Instead, I opted to take note of who opened the song, effectively making them the lead singer by my makeshift definition. Maybe not a perfect method, but definitely the easiest to measure. So, with a nice lengthy trip down memory lane, I listened to the entire 1D discography. I will admit that I did sing along to almost all of the songs, and with full disclosure, I will admit that I tried to hit all of Harry's high notes and Drag Me Down and lost my voice so badly that I had to delay recording this episode for 2 days. Getting into the data, I'll start with the fact that One Direction released 86 songs. Of those, Liam took the crown for the most utilized singer overall, opening 42% of the songs, 36 total. Louis accounted for the least amount, providing lead vocals on only 4 songs: Perfect, Little Black Dress, Right Now, and Change My Mind. Diehard fans might point out that No Control is very famously Louis-led, and I don't disagree, but since he didn't open the song, Niall did, Louis didn't get credit for this one. Like I said, not a perfect system. The spread of lead singers, however, drastically changed as the band released more music. Liam opened 16 out of 18 songs on their first album. Harry did the remaining 2. Niall, Louis, and Zayn didn't get any credits on that first album. By their sophomore album, Take Me Home, every boy was credited with at least 1 lead, evening the work distribution. Liam still led the pack with 7, but this time Zayn placed 2nd with 5. Their third album, Midnight Memories, my personal favorite, saw the rise of Harry Styles, who tied for the most openings with Liam with 7 apiece. Again, all boys were credited with at least 1 lead title here, which is the 2nd and last time this would happen. By their 4th album, aptly named 4, Harry Styles solidified his placement as a top singer, opening 6 tracks, making him the most led singer. Niall took 2nd with 5, and again, Louis is given none. Their last album, Made in the AM, was the only one recorded without Zayn, who had left while the band was touring 4, and again leaned on Harry to carry the band. He opened more than half of the songs, 9 out of 17 to be exact. Niall again took 2nd with 4, Liam got 3, and Louis is given 1. Overall, Harry and Liam combined opened a whopping 74% of the band's songs. Niall, however, proved to be a dark horse. Initially getting 0 openings and a few credits, by the end of their career as a band, Niall carried 13% of One Direction's total songs. Despite all of this, music requires more than just singing. It also involves writing. So how much did the boys write? I'll break it down for you. Overall, Liam and Louis wrote the most songs, each receiving credit on 14. Harry penned 12, Niall 9, and Zayn 4. But again, Zayn left before the release of the final album. Unsurprisingly, their involvement in the writing process was on a general upward trend throughout their career as a band. On their first album, each member receives 1 song credit, all of them, for the title track, Up All Night. By their 3rd album, the members contributed to 15 out of 18 tracks. On their final album, they contributed to 14 out of 17. A long ways from that 1 track on their debut album. If anyone out there is wondering, the band members acknowledged that they had drastically different writing processes and that they sometimes wrote songs that sonically didn't fit with the band. Harry Styles recently said that one of the songs that appeared on his self-titled debut solo album was actually meant for One Direction, but that he felt it didn't fit with a group vibe. This song was 2 Ghosts, in case you wanted to go and give it a listen. It's also one of my favorites off of his album. As for guest writers, One Direction worked with Ed Sheeran on a few different occasions. Little Things, Over Again, and 18 were all written by Sheeran, who passed the songs on to the boys, who performed them quite well. A quick YouTube search can show you how they would have sounded if Ed sang them, because he sometimes does on tour. The 1975 lead singer Matt Healy actually sat for a writing session with One Direction and admitted his experience was pretty negative. He played them a few 1975 songs, and some of the sounds made it on the album, although Healy was never credited, which he said was frustrating. If you listen to One Direction's Change Your Ticket and then Girls by the 1975 side by side, you might just find that they sound extremely similar. I'm talking about the guitar parts, which sound like they were almost lifted completely with minor tweaks. So who did the most work in the band? It's a hard comparison and almost impossible to say. From a singing perspective, Liam opened the most songs, but from a writing perspective, Louis took home the most credit. Harry, Niall, and Zayn, of course, did heaps of work as well, and without any of them, the band would not have been the same. Either way, with all of this said, if you need to get your fix of One Direction, you can listen to them here or stream their individual albums to get a sense of what their sound is. That's all I have for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Miranda Myers, and this has been another episode of On That Note.